Here's Johnny.
Hey, John. Good morning. You're on mute, but we do have a quorum. All board members present, with the exception of Victor and Ian.
Excuse me. Executive orders N-25-20 and N-29-20. The Board of Directors and employees of Navigator Schools shall meet via Zoom. Members of the public who wish to access this board meeting have been provided the necessary information. Members of the public attending online, excuse me for a moment. May do so by the raise hand tool in Zoom when the chairperson elicits public comments. Members of the public planning to attend by the phone were asked to confirm their intent up to an hour prior to this meeting. Individual comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If an interpreter is needed, comments will be translated into English and the time limit shall be 6 minutes. At its discretion, the board may limit the total time allotted to public comments and set new time limits for individual comments. The board reserves the right to mute and remove a participant from the meeting if the participant unreasonably disrupts the meeting. Requests for disability-related modifications have been made. These directions that I've read are on the agenda in Spanish. Thanks very much. Kevin, I'll call the meeting to order. Would you please call the roll?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask Sean to do that, please.
Sean.
Okay, Chuck Daggs.
Present.
Ian Connell. J.P. Anderson.
Present.
John Flaherty.
Present.
Nora Crivello.
Present.
Shari Day.
Present.
Victor Paredes Colonia. Okay, we do have a quorum.
Thank you, Sean. Quorum being present, I'll call the meeting to order. I'll ask if there are any public comments regarding non-agenda items. Sean?
There are no requests for public comments.
Thank you. For purposes of brevity, I will just thank the members of the board who are here for this primarily administrative meeting with one agenda item exception. And just thank you for making the time available on a busy Wednesday morning. We can move right on to Section 2, the topical items, renewal of authorization to continual virtual meetings. Members of the board will vote on approval of Board Resolution 2022-18, recognizing a state of emergency and reauthorizing teleconferenced meetings pursuant to AB 361. Just coming off of COVID, I would say that we're still fighting this sort of secret surge, for lack of a better term. Do I hear a motion to approve the authorization?
JP, so moved.
Thank you, JP. Do I hear a second?
Nora, I'll second.
Thanks.
Thank you. Better
if Chuck does it.
Chuck seconds. Any discussion or questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, we'll move for a vote. Sean, would you call a roll to approve this motion, please?
Chuck Daggs.
Aye.
J.P. Anderson.
Aye.
John Flaherty.
Aye.
Nora Crivello.
Aye.
Shara Hegde.
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you, board. Thank you, Sean. I'm moving to item B, the LCAP and local indicator report. Kevin will provide us with an overview of the LCAP indicator reports. As the board remembers, we approved the LCAPs. These are the indicator reports that go with them. And one of the items we put on here. Kevin, would you take the board through the indicator reports?
Yes. Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Really appreciate it. Just quickly, so you kind of know a little more of what we're talking about, in case you didn't have a chance to check on the California dashboard report. This is an example of Gilroy Prep's California dashboard. And last year, as you see, due to the pandemic, the state suspended most of the reporting. So when you look at these local indicators, we weren't required to complete them last year. If you go back a couple of years to 2019, we did, and it all says standard met. Those are self-reported. And what we learned this year is that they need to go to the board when the LCAP is being approved. And if not, when we go to enter these, if we don't have a date before June 30th to indicate that, the state's going to automatically put not standard met, which won't be a good look for us on our dashboard. I'm not sure there's any other consequences aside from not looking like we took that opportunity to do the local indicators, but just to make sure that we are being fully compliant, we wanted to bring those to you, and we really appreciate you making the time to consider the LCAP in consideration of our local indicators report. So the local indicators reports are not on the agenda for approval. They are for your information. The requirement is that they go to the board at the same time the LCAP is being approved. So the next action items are requesting your reapproval, basically, of the LCAPs now in consideration of the local indicators reports that are being provided as part of the overall LCAP package. Any staff members, did I miss anything or say anything that you think needs to be built upon? No. And I appreciate all the team members here who contributed. Usually we haven't had to do this as part of the process, and people added it to their late of 21, 22 agendas to get them done so that we could bring them forth before you today. So if there's any questions, I'm happy to take them. Otherwise, John, that's it for the for your information part of the item.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. Do any of the board members have, or first of all, do any of the staff that are on here wish to add any information that Kevin has summarized for us? Do the board members have any questions or comments regarding the indicator report? I have a couple. Just very quickly, Kevin, I noticed that all of them are for each of the schools fairly well identical. Is that an accurate assumption?
They are, John, very, very similar. There are some minor distinctions in the climate section. Right. As each of the schools takes on a slightly different planning process with the community schools program, you know, we'll probably see some variation going into the future regarding those areas. But, you know, because, and I'm sure Hayward Collegiate in the future will also be kind of have some variables. We're mostly pretty tight as it relates to the academic programs that we run across the network.
Okay. And just one specific, it referenced weekly emotional surveys that would be done. Can you talk about what a weekly emotional survey is for students, given to students?
Yeah, sure. Sharon would be our best person to go deeper on it, but James, maybe you could add any additional color. But John, we initiated this during the pandemic, and it's a pretty brief survey where students get to indicate whether they feel safe, whether they feel a sense of belonging. And I think it's one other question. And then if for some reason a student didn't feel safe, they have a chance to indicate any additional information. And it's really an opportunity for our counseling staff and our teachers to look more closely into any challenges that our students may have that they use a survey function to share that information. James, you want to add anything else to that?
Just that they have made, and good morning, everyone. They have made it so that if a student gives what we consider a concerning answer, it automatically emails the counselor and the principal. So there are some safeguards built in, and the safeguard and the counselors do reach out to every student that does respond with one of those concerning responses.
So when you say automatically, James, you mean there's like an algorithm or something that immediately triggers it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you. And then how was this report composed? Who wrote the report? Was this a combination of staff, or who actually drafted the report?
So we really looked section by section. So James did the academic, Sharon did the climate, Kirsten did the parent community engagement, Melissa did the credential check. And I think there was another academic material section. James did that one as well. Did I miss anything, anybody?
Okay. Thanks. Anyone else have any questions about this? I would commend it to the board to if you didn't get a chance to read it in substance, to take a look at it. It is informative. In terms of the sort of one or two levels down with respect to some of the procedures and activities that the staff is doing. It's a good educational piece in addition to fulfilling the regulatory function. Worth the read. And you sort of have to only read one of them in substance, and then the others, as Kevin mentioned, are similar. Hearing no more discussion, I'll take a motion to approve item C with respect to the Gilroy local indicator reports or local indicators. Do I hear a motion to approve those?
So, John, just as a clarification, so for these three motions, it's that we're basically reapproving the LCAP now, right, in consideration of the local indicator reports.
Right. With Kevin's amended description, do I hear a motion for approval for the Gilroy?
I thought Chuck's lips moved.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was on mute. So moved.
Thank you, Chuck. Do I hear a second?
JP, I'll second.
Thank you, JP. Sean, would you call the roll for approval, please?
Chuck Daggs.
Aye.
JP Anderson.
Aye.
John Flaherty.
Aye.
Nora Crivello.
Aye.
Sarah Hegde.
Aye.
Motion is approved.
Moving to item D, the adoption of the LCAP, including the local indicators for Hollister Prep School. Do I hear a motion for approval, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Nora. Do I hear a second?
JP, I'll second.
Thank you, JP. Sean, would you call the roll for approval of the LCAP with respect to Hollister, please?
Chuck Daggs.
Aye.
JP Anderson.
Aye.
John Flaherty.
Aye.
Nora Crivello.
Aye.
Shara Hegde.
Aye.
Is approved.
Thank you. And moving to item, finally to item E, the adoption of the LCAP, including the local indicators for Watsonville Prep School. Do I hear a motion to approve?
JP, so moved.
Thank you, JP. I'll second it. John Flaherty will second it. Sean, would you call the roll for approval?
Chuck Daggs.
Aye.
JP Anderson.
Aye.
John Flaherty.
Aye.
Hello.
Aye.
Shara Hegde.
Aye.
Motion is approved.
Thank you. Moving to item three, closing items, adjournment meeting. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Nora. Do I hear a second?
JP, second.
Thank you, JP. And Nora, I think this is your official last meeting.
So. I thought the last one was too, so maybe I'll see y'all again.
Yeah, let's hope so. With the remaining 48 hours, nothing happens required. Thank you, everyone, for making time. I'll be calling some of you on some items with respect to Navigator, and appreciate it. And I hope you all have a good holiday weekend.
I have to run a vote for that adjournment.
Yeah. Would you vote for adjournment, or would you call a roll for adjournment, please, Sean?
Sure. Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Nora Crivello?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
The motion to adjourn is approved.
Thank you for keeping us honest, Sean.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Have a good weekend. Bye.